This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Turkey has been hosting a high-level diplomatic meeting of more than 30 countries, called to discuss the help that Libya should be given following the removal of Colonel Gaddafi. Meeting in Istanbul, the Libya Contact Group also called on Gaddafi personally to hand himself in. Contact group countries also met Libya's National Transitional Council, as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The unfreezing of billions of dollars of Libyan assets frozen by the UN topped the agenda of the Istanbul meeting. The high-level diplomatic gathering of the Libyan Contact Group with Libya's new rulers, the National Transitional Council, or NTC, was described as a technical meeting ahead of next week's Paris gathering of the Contact Group. But the NTC's head of political affairs, Fatih Barjah, said concrete steps have been taken to unfreeze some of the funds.
There are not promises, but I think something on the ground that is moving. I think we'll get about $2.5 billion before the end of the month.
It's estimated that around $150 billion of Libyan assets are frozen worldwide under UN sanctions. Over 30 countries were represented at the Istanbul meeting, including the US, European, African and Arab countries. Addressing the gathering, Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu made an appeal to all those attending to work towards unfreezing all Libyan assets.
We need to take action within the UN Security Council to institute the legal framework for the alleviation of the NTC's urgent financial needs, especially finding a solution to the usage of the frozen Libyan assets by the NTC is of critical importance.
It remains unclear whether UN Security Council permanent members, Russia and China, would support ending the freezing of funds. The release is proving to be a legally complex affair. South Africa's opposition has further complicated matters. But Aref Ali Naid, the Libyan ambassador to the United Arab Emirates and an NTC member, said that they urgently need $5 billion.
We need urgent medical help. We need food supply. We need medicine. We need spare parts to repair infrastructure. We need communication gear to keep in touch with all the local councils and to make sure that policing happens properly between all the local communities. So there is a lot of need.
The head of the NTC, Mahmoud Jibril, said on Thursday the release of the funds is crucial to stabilizing the country. He made the comment during a visit to Italy, where he received a pledge that $500 million held in Italian banks would be unfrozen. But Turkish international relations expert Soli Özel says consideration should be given to how the money is distributed.
How the money goes to the new regime is more important than the fact that money is going to go to the regime. That is, I mean, you're talking about a country that has no government, that has no institutions, and the rebels are, for all the good they may have done, are not necessarily well known for their principles on governance and diligence and stuff. Therefore, it is important to do this with institution building.
The Istanbul meeting also discussed a reconstruction of institutions in Libya, but observers warn that will take time. The message from the NTC is that time is not what the country has. Dorian Jones, Deutsche Welle Radio, Istanbul.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.